The View from Planet Nancy.
Hello, I'm Nancy Casey. I'm thinking back on someone I met in a concrete room in a tropical country, a spider, in the middle of the night. After I came in from going out to pee, clicked the flashlight off and set it on the windowsill, dropped back into the bed, pulled the sheet over me and was floating back into a doze when a question rang in my awareness. What was that on the floor? An answer swims upstream against the pull of sleep. Oh, just some leaves or something that came in on your shoe. I drift further in the current of oblivion, and then another question rings me alert. Since when do leaves come dragging in here on my shoe? Sit up, kick off the sheet, fumble the flashlight off the windowsill, and there, at the end of the dim AA beam, is the biggest creature I have ever seen that has more than four legs. A spider. At least as big as my splayed palms. Hairy, trailing a line of spider fluid from a crack between the far wall and the floor. Is that spider going to crawl into my bed? I doubt it. I click off the light. Sleep doesn't exactly come. I shine the light on it again, toss a pen across the floor, and the spider does not flinch as it skitters past. It's dead. I pad over and get my camera, take this outrageous spider's picture pretty fast because I don't really like being barefoot on the same floor with that thing, even though it's dead. Back in the dark, the screen in my mind shows the spider image in the camera frame, and it's just a picture of a hairy spider. Any old hairy spider. Any size hairy spider. It could be a close-up of a tiny spider because there was nothing else in the frame for scale. I get up, fetch the pen I threw across the floor, and lay it down next to the spider, which was a lot bigger than the pen and still did not move. I snap another picture and climb back in bed. It had to be dead. What if it was doing that spider thing where they go motionless when they're scared? And after an hour or so, it'll wake up and wander across my collarbone. I click on the flashlight and look at the spider one more time. It's not showing any sign of breathing or a pulse, but is that something that spiders do? The poor thing probably escaped from a cat or a dog outside and dragged itself through the crack under the wall and got this far. If it's not dead yet, wouldn't it be more polite to leave it to let go of its life in peace? I consider that for a moment, and then I get the straw broom from the corner, sweep the spider out the door, and tuck it into a shadow. That's The View from Planet Nancy. Thank you for listening. I'll see you in orbit.
Transcripts of this and other editions of The View from Planet Nancy are available at authornancycasey.com, where you can also sign up for a podcast and leave your comments. The View from Planet Nancy is produced with help from Radio Free Moscow in Moscow, Idaho, and at krfp.org. Music by Kevin MacLeod.